Well, as people around here say, my brother from another mother, I ran into Ram Miles at a gas station about a week and a half ago, and he said, "Hey," and he gave me this flyer, and the flyer is about a rock day camp. It's called a rock band camp, where you're going to play and perform in a band for musicians aged 10 to 16. It's being held in West Cornwall. It's coming up on July 19th through the 23rd. So Ram gave me the little flyer for it and asked me if I could do an interview on this. I said, absolutely. So that's why we sit today here with John Rubin on the telephone. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you, Marshall, and thank you for having me.
All right. Before we get into talk a little bit about the rock band camp, let's talk a little bit about your background, what you do, and your involvement in music.
Well, I've been playing drums pretty much nonstop since I caught the bug at age 13. And when I started playing, I was just loving music. I was into my classic rock and roll and formed a band in high school and went about playing cover songs and getting as many gigs as we could. And as I progressed through my years and in college, I started playing more and met a band in college that tried to make a go of it with, sort of a grunge band from the early 90s. And from there, I just really never stopped playing. At the same time, I was also pursuing a degree in social work and was working as a clinical social worker. And after doing that for many years, juggling that with playing music in lots of bands, I decided that I wanted to see if I could combine sort of my two career paths or two passions, because I worked mostly with kids and adolescents as a therapist. So after taking a bunch of private instruction in different scenarios, going to the Drummers Collective and studying with private teachers over the many years that I've also been playing drums, decided to create a music rehearsal studio in New York City that also catered to younger players and kids, and out of that came a program, a rock band program, and then we just ran with it, and for the past, I guess, almost 10 years, we ran a program in New York City where we had rehearsal spaces for people to rent by the hour, and we were very family-friendly and catered to the needs of younger players as well, and we also provided lessons and rock band classes for kids as well.
It's so funny to think back. I'm 68, going to be 69, and when I was in grammar school, a couple of my friends and I formed a band, and I played rhythm guitar. I could not sing, but they put a fake microphone up in front of me on stage whenever we played, and I was told I could lip, but I could not sing. Actually, I was in a band from the eighth grade up till, I want to say, till my junior year in high school, and it was a lot of fun. And there were lots of options for kids to join bands, and there were lots of gigs by the way back then for us to play in. It's a little different now; not as many gigs, a lot harder to get into it. And that's why I think this day camp that you're running on the 19th through the 23rd is so important. I would figure that in this rock camp that you're going to have a couple of different teachers, a couple of different methods, and everybody, it's in small groups that they get a chance to learn better?
Yeah, my philosophy in doing this kind of programming boils down to the way I felt when I was a teenager. It turns out my best friend in high school was also a drummer, a very, very good drummer. He's now a doctor in Seattle, but I think he plays still. But anyway, we used to go over to each other's houses and sort of stand behind each other, taking turns playing our favorite music. And I just remember the feeling I had just waiting for my friend to stop playing so that I could sit down at the drums. And I sort of generalized that to what would a person think if they were in a rock band program, if they had to sit around and wait for their opportunity to play the instrument they were so excited about playing. So the philosophy that we use is that we really like to work with small groups and actually form bands with the instrumentation that's really expected in a normal band. So one drummer, two guitar players, a keyboard player, a singer, maybe percussionist, and so forth. And when we do the programming, we keep the band small like that, so all the kids are engaged on their instruments for the full duration of their time playing with the band. So no one's like sitting around kind of waiting for their turn. And the other thing that we really like to focus on, as much as we want to help kids emulate their heroes and follow their inspirations, we also, I believe, in helping kids really pay attention to their inner musical voice as well. So, and that's really what makes people different. Everyone can learn to play a solo note for note that everyone is obsessed with, but it's the ideas that people come up with in their minds, the musical ideas, that I sometimes think don't get as much focus and attention. So I like to build from that. So if a kid is learning a song that everyone already knows but hears it a different way and plays it a different way, I do like to run with that and see if we can't work with that so that more of the child's ability to express themselves on the instrument comes through as well.
Once again, we are speaking with John Rubin from Replay Music Studios, the rock band Day Camp, July 19th through 23rd from 10 to 2:30 daily in Cornwall. Where is this going to be held in Cornwall?
Well, we are lucky enough to have the people in West Cornwall to offer us some very nice spaces to be able to have this in. So it really depends on how many kids we get. We have a space at the Union in West Cornwall, which is a great public space that was created, I believe, recently. And they've been very supportive in helping us with this camp. So we would set up a rehearsal room in the Union. And then there's the Hughes Library on the river, right walking distance from the Union in West Cornwall. So we also have that room to set up. And we're hoping if we get three bands worth of kids, we're also going to set up a tent outside next to the library on the Hispanic right there. And we're going to have the ability to maybe play some lower volume music outside as well as engage in other kinds of activities just to break the day up a little bit, just let the kids run around a little bit. Play a little wiffle ball, maybe. We bought a nice cornhole set to maybe have some competitions in that regard as well. So we hope to just be present in West Cornwall and fluidly run between these spaces and give the kids the opportunity to play as much music as possible.
All right, and how can people register for this?
You can register for this by going to our website, which is www.replaymusicstudios.com. And when you go to our website, there will be a pop-up that says or gives you an opportunity to pre-register for the summer camp. You could also give me a call on my phone number, 917-821-4188. Happy to take any call, answer any questions. And then from there, once we get enough kids signed up, we'll firm everything up and make sure everyone knows when and where to be.
And for those of you listening out there that are interested in this, we are going to have at our website, if you go to robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, click on the interview section, you'll see the interview with John Rubin. And on that page, there's a couple of different links that you can just click right on it to learn, to watch a video, and also to learn more and to register. So you can just go to robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, click on the interview section, and click on the interview here with John, and we'll go from there. I just think this is a great idea. I know when I was in a band and I was young, I had the time of my life learning how to play. And actually playing and appreciating the music more than just listening to it. So, and I think with today's children, music is even a more integral and important part of their life.
Definitely. And one of the things that we also try to do with the program, and I have done historically when we ran our program in New York City, is to have the kids write original music. And that can sometimes be a daunting task. People think that you need a certain level of ability or expertise in order to write music, when in fact that's really not the case. All you really need to do is have a musical idea that you're willing to explore. And I find that when we write original music and the kids really play it and own it, there's a real empowerment that occurs. I guess not every kid is supposed to be singing Led Zeppelin lyrics, and not every kid really understands what those lyrics are referring to or really have a strong feeling about where the music is coming from, but I mean, we've written songs, everything from about social justice to unicorns jumping around through rainbows. It really depends on the kids and the interest. So I find that that's a very special part of what we've been able to do as well.
All right. And before we leave, you have something special that's coming up rather quickly. Let's talk about that.
On Wednesday, June 9th at 5 p.m., I'm going to be setting up in West Cornwall in front of the Union with Ram Miles, who is another teacher from the area who I met years ago, who will be helping me with the camp and teaching one of the bands. He's an amazing teacher and bass player, and he will be with me as well as another neighbor of mine, and we're going to set up just on the porch on Wednesday, June 9th from 5 o'clock for people to stop by and ask any questions that they might have and put a face to a name to an event, and hope to see maybe some people show up if they're curious about camp and have any questions or just want to meet and listen to good music.
Well, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning, John. Good luck with the camp, and of course, we will direct people to our on-demand page where they can click on the links to see a video and actually learn more and register for the camp. And as we said, good luck with this camp. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you so much, Marshall. I really appreciate it.